The city of San Antonio is suing the state of Texas to stop the implementation of the newly passed sanctuary cities ban. TPR's Joy Palacios reports city officials claim the law will prevent local police authorities from protecting their communities.
Outside San Antonio City Hall, five city council members joined a rally in support of the city's lawsuit on Thursday. District 4 Councilmember Ray Saldana says the sanctuary city's ban would lead to racial profiling.
Is this law constitutional?
No!
Does this law discriminate against members of our community?
Yes!
Very soon, it'll not just be the voices of San Antonio, it'll be the voice of a judge who tears down this law that is discriminatory against our community. San Antonio will be the tip of the spear in this fight, but we are asking other Texas cities to join us.
Under the law, police and sheriff's departments in Texas can no longer prevent officers from asking about someone's immigration status when they're detained, even if it's for something as minor as a traffic stop. Some Texas cities like San Antonio have policies that forbid asking about immigration status because they believe it would lead to immigrants refusing to report crimes. The sanctuary cities ban would also expose local officials and agencies to fines or criminal charges if they don't cooperate with federal immigration requests. The law takes effect in September. Andy Segovia, the city attorney for San Antonio, says that's just one of the reasons San Antonio is suing the state.
If they advocate a position that could be characterized as challenging SB4, they would face potentially removal from office.
At least three city council members, Mayor Ivy Taylor, Mike Gallagher, and Joe Cryer, opposed the lawsuit or say its filing is premature. Marisa Bono is the Southwest Regional Council for MALDEF, the Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund. MALDEF is suing the state on behalf of San Antonio and three nonprofits.
SB4 is morally reprehensible and legally indefensible, and we stand proudly with San Antonio, where MALDEF was founded, and with the organizations that have stood up today in defense of their members.
San Antonio's suit is not the first to be filed against the legislation. El Paso and Maverick counties filed similar suits last month, and other Texas cities could join the litigation. Joy Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.